Flanked by the San Diego mayor and members of their city council, Governor Gavin Newsom proposed new funding to address homelessness in California.
What we're proposing here today is a $12 billion two-year housing proposal, unprecedented, again, in American history, not just California history. This is not just doubling down on strategies that we know work. This is an order of magnitude investment into transforming the homeless crisis in the state of California to one of America's most enlivening stories, with the support and examples of people who are demonstrable proof that homelessness can end in our society.
The state was already facing an unprecedented homelessness crisis before the pandemic, when the January 2020 point-in-time survey of homelessness found 161,548 homeless in California. Concerned that COVID could spread rapidly through the state's numerous homeless encampments, Newsom launched projects Roomkey and Homekey, using federal funding to house homeless residents in hotels and motels and help local governments buy and convert hotels into housing. The governor's office said that Homekey converted 6,000 units into housing, providing shelter for 8,200 people. Newsom says his plan would expand Project Homekey and is the centerpiece of his proposal.
$8.75 billion, close to $9 billion in new specific housing supports along the lines of this project right here. Hotel motel conversions, tiny home conversions, modular unit investment, new construction rehab investments at a scale the likes of which we've never seen. Homekey, instead of providing that $840+ million that we provided or supported in terms of budget last year, we're looking to do $3.5 billion for Homekey alone.
The governor's office says that this funding will convert buildings into at least 46,000 new units. It would also focus on those with the most acute needs, making at least 28,000 housing placements available to those with behavioral health needs and seniors. The proposal also includes a further $2.5 billion in funding for mental health and residential treatment. Newsom also proposed significant investments in addressing family homelessness.
We're committing today to a five-year plan to effectively end family homelessness in the state of California. But the difference between this plan, it's not a platitude, it's actually backed up with an additional $3.5 billion. That includes prevention services, rapid rehousing, and funding to support people to keep them in their homes, as well as to quickly procure and develop new family-focused units of housing to support family reunification and to support families on their journey to permanency and ultimately get out of the difficulties and challenges that they face.
Newsom's proposal comes 2 weeks after 13 California mayors asked for $20 billion over 5 years to address homelessness. Funding for the governor's $12 billion plan would come from the state's huge $76 billion estimated budget surplus and $27 billion in funding from the federal government's latest coronavirus stimulus package. The proposal would need to be approved by the state legislature before it can become part of the state's next budget. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Andy Spivak.